再次来问候你们。
Bring greetings from our Corvallis Church.
希望我们还是有哦。对了，今天有一个广告要做一下，趁这个有机会哈。
I'm gonna take this chance to advertise something.
这次我们晚了一点邀请你们。
It's a late invitation.
所以我们今年有一个很好的那个很好的那个 retreat， 你们很可惜没有去。真的，我知道，已经过了。
We had a good, very good retreat. It's too bad that you weren't there.
那个地方是我自己个人我经验里面是最好的一个地方哈。所有参加过的这个营地、场地、设备各方面真的是最好的。
We went to a very good campsite, and in my personal experience, I think this is one of the best.
所以好了，长话短说，我们很快的就决定，也从来没有这样子，我们有八年都没有 retreat 啊，今年回来。然后很快就决定我们明年还要再来一次。
So it's been eight years since we had the first retreat, and after this retreat, we decide next year we will have another one.
因为实在太好了哈。
Because it's so good.
所以我们很幸运，很幸运的又住到了那个场地。
So we have already secured the spot in the same campsite.
离这个地方大概两个半小时左右哈，叫做Lake 那叫 Lake 什么？哎呀，我一下子忘了。是非常好，真的是。
Water。
不是我的。
So it's about two and a half hour drive from here. It's Lake something, I don't remember.
A Lake Ridge 还是 Lake Ridge 还是什么？哈，不管这个怎么样，我们更幸运的，我们请到一个可以说在我心目中是一个世界级的一个讲员。
And what's even better is we have also secured our speaker for next year, a very good world class speaker.
通常是要两年以前啊，那我们这次非常幸运，我们就。黄子佳牧师，你们听过吗？
So usually you have to book an appointment two years ahead, but this time we are very lucky. We have invited Pastor 黄子佳。
Caleb 黄，他是曾经华神中华福音神学院的院长，带了很多很多年，从新约开始当教务主任，然后院长，然后到美国的一个若个教会去牧会，现在在 Atlanta 那个地方牧会。
So he has been always working for.
华神 CEC Chinese
Evangelical Seminary. So starting from teaching New Testament and then moving on to Dean, and then he's now the principal.
不是，以前是 Dean， 现在已经 retired 了。
He's already retired.
好了，我们今年赶快就邀请你们哈，明年八月二十八到三十，好不好？请你们 mark your calendar, all right?
So August 28th to the 30th next year, next summer.
保证这次只会可能会吞到很多人想去，因为我们找了四个教会哈，所以有进 Salem 啊 Corvallis 还有那个 Medford， 所以我们盼望你们早点报名，早点放在你们明年的 calendar 上，好不好？给你们做个广告哈。
To other churches as well, so a lot of people want to come, so please register early.
好，所以说明年的话，我们希望我们不需要再跑到Salem 去barbecue 了，我们就直接到那个 lake 去 reunion。
So maybe next year we won't have our tri-church picnic, we'll just have our retreat.
好，所以我就发出这样的邀请哈，盼望。
So here's my invitation. I hope I will see you there.
好，那我们今天我们讲一个很重要的课题啊，我们现在就很快的开始，好不好？
Shall we start with our topic today?
好，我们先来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，谢谢你，当我们四个教会都有机会在一起彼此的交流，互相的认识。Thank God that all four of churches we have opportunity to fellowship together once in a while and be part of the family. 主啊，我们向你求恩典，让我们在主里面真是成为一家人。We pray that we are also one of the family. We have the fellowship and mutual understanding. 求主祝福我们今天所讲的。成为我们每一个人的祝福。
Please bless us with your message this morning.
成为我们生活中的一个方向和指南。
And give us direction in our life.
听我们的祷告。
This is our prayer.
奉靠主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Okay. 我认为今天这个课题哈，回收与重建，我自己认为是非常重要。
I think this is a very important topic, recycling and restoration.
我甚至用一个副标题，我是这样说，是所有关系的答案。
And this is the subtitle, the key to all relationship.
我们跟人之间的关系的答案。
the key to the relationship between us and other people.
我们跟上帝之间关系的答案。
The key to the relationship between us and God.
还有我们自己跟自己的关系也在这个答案，也就是这个答案。
As well as our relationship with ourselves.
所以回收跟这个重建对我来讲是所有关系啊 ，all including 啊，所有关系的答案。
So this is to me the key, the answer to all the relationships.
所以我用这两个字来提醒，然后帮助弟兄姊妹，在我们人际中，我们若有关系上有问题的，我们来思想一下这两个字啊。
So if we have encounter problems in our interpersonal relationships, let us think about these two terms.
所以我先解释一下什么叫做回收。
Let me explain what does it mean by recycling.
回收在现在是一个 buzzword 啊，我可以这样讲 ，buzzword 就是。
So it's a very popular term, a buzzword these days.
我们真的是要在世界上，我们要很多东西真是应该要回收。
So in this world, there are many things that needs to be recycled.
很多东西没有回收都浪费，然后把这个环境污染等等等等的。
If we don't recycle them, they damage and pollute our environment.
特别是我们被神托付的要照顾这个世界管理的时候，我们需要做这件事情。
And God has entrusted the responsibility of taking care of this earth, so that's what we need to do.
但是我今天要讲的回收是另外一个用法。
But today I'm talking about in another sense.
就是在我们的罪事实上面，我们要不要回收
？In terms of our sins.
我们的 shame, 我们的 guilt, 我们要不要回收
？Do we recycle our shame and guilt?
我们特别是在这个负面的字上面，我们用这个字用 recycle。
We're going to use this term recycling on all these negative terms.
我们先看看上帝怎么做这件事情，好吗
？First, we will look at how God does it.
我自己给各位建议一个，可以说是处事的一个很大的方针哈。
I want to suggest to you this general principle.
很多时候我们不知道怎么样对人。
Sometimes we don't know how to interact with people.
对我们的长辈，对我们的平辈，对其他的人、同事等等，对我们的晚辈、我们的孩子等等等等，弟兄姐妹。
To whether it's to the elderly, to people our age, to our kids, friends, sometimes we have questions.
我给各位一个建议哈。
This is my advice.
很简单的建议。
A very simple one.
就是你不知道怎么对人的时候。
If you don't know how you should interact with this person.
你记得我今天跟你们讲的。
Remember what I say to you now.
上帝怎么对我，我就怎么对人。
I'll treat this person however God is treating me.
再讲一次哈。
Let me say this again.
神怎么对我，我就怎么对人。这句话不会错的。
I'll just treat this other person however God is treating me, and this will never be wrong.
所有的情况之内都包括在内，但是一个前提是你要知道上帝怎么对你啊。
And this is all inclusive of all relationships, but first of all, you have to know how God is treating you.
好，在这个前提之下，我就要讲回收。
So now I'm going to talk about this term recycling.
上帝怎么对回收，我们就怎么对回收。
So however God does recycling, we do our recycling.
好，我们来念一次好不好？来
，Let's read.
神啊，有何曾向你赦免罪孽，饶恕你产业之余民的罪过？不永远怀怒，喜爱施恩，必再怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们的一切罪投在深海。这句话里面告诉我们很清楚、很清楚，上帝回不回收
？Does it tell us? Does God do recycling?
上帝回不回收我们的罪？
Does he recycle our sins?
回不回收？上帝回不回收
？Does he do recycling?
投在深海里面回不回收
？Our sin is cast into the depths of sea. Does that mean it's recycled?
我们的罪在上帝有没有忘记
？Does God forget our sins?
上帝会不会忘记事情
？Does he forget things?
你会不会忘记事情
？Do you forget things?
通常不会哈。
Sometimes God, most of the time we don't forget things.
但是上帝为什么要说踩在脚下丢在深海里面？什么意思
？But what does it mean that he casts our sins
into the sea? 他选择不回收啊，弟兄姊妹。
That means he chooses not to recycle.
他刻意的不再去看它。
He chooses not to look at it again.
丢在深海里面，丢在海底，他不选择不去看它。
He hurls it into the sea. It means he chooses not to look at it.
这一点，弟兄姊妹，我们要很清楚明白，上帝很清楚地告诉我们，他不回收我们的罪。
God has told us very clearly that he does not recycle our sins.
我们再念一段好吗
？Let's read from another verse.
好，来，看哪，我受大苦，本为使我得平安，因你爱我的灵魂。 愿将我的脱离败坏的身，因为你将我的一切的罪扔在你的背后。什么叫做扔在你的背后啊？
What does it mean to put all the sins behind his back?
罪存不存在？
The sin exists.
我们犯的罪，上帝记不记得？
Does God remember?
我们让他伤心痛苦哈，等等等等，他记不记得？
We make him sad.
他记得。
But does he remember?
但是他选择一件事情，是吧？他扔在他的背后，看不看？
He does remember, but he
他知道。但是他
to put the sin behind him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是上帝对我们罪的一个态度。
This is the attitude that God chooses to take.
我再讲一次，上帝怎么对我，我就要怎么对人。
Let me say this again.
弟兄姊妹
we'll treat people however God is treating us.
不要回收人家的罪。
So let us not recycle other people's sins.
你们做妈妈的，你们的孩子在你们心目中，罪是一缸啊。
So all the mothers,
对对
you remember all those wrongdoings of your children, right?
我们年纪越大，我们的这个资料库里面资料越多，很多人做了一些错事，我们都记得清清楚楚。
As we get older, we remember more and more of the wrongdoings by other people.
我们很容易很喜欢翻人家的老账，把以前的旧事提出来。
We like
你看看，三十年前你这样，你今天也是如此。
Oh, you have done this to me 30 years ago, and you are doing this again today.
我们做夫妻的也是一样。哎呀，你三天前对不起我，我十年前也对不起你。很多事情我们就要翻出来。你看看，我有把柄。
In marital relationship, we also do that as well.
弟兄姊妹
，talking about things that happened years and years ago, but let's not do that.
我在很多地方看到我们所有的教会，包括传道人当中，常常很多人在回收。
So in church settings.Including pastors, I see a lot of people recycling these things.
我很清楚地告诉弟兄姐妹，上帝不干这种事情。
I want to tell you, God does not do that.
如果上帝不干，我们为什么要干？
If He does not do it, then why are we doing it?
如果上帝都原谅别人，我们有什么资格不原谅别人？
If God forgives, then what right do we have not to
forgive? 主导文里面怎么说的？
What does the Lord's Prayer say?
赦免我们的罪，如同我们赦免人的罪。
Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive others who trespass against us.
我们要赦免。
But it's very hard for us, isn't it?
但是赦免完了，我们要选择不看他。
So after we forgive someone, let us choose to not to look at it again.
特别是我们的姊妹哈，我们不是说姊妹有特别什么，但是因为我们很敏感，我们很爱我们爱的人。
And especially, I want to talk to the ladies.
我们就常常记着他们对不起我们。
We want to. We are very sensitive, and because those people we love so much, so we remember those wrongdoings.
不这样做。
But that's not what God does.
我们也不要这样做。
And we won't do that either.
弟兄姊妹，我们学上帝好吗？
Let's learn from our Lord.
希伯来书也是。好，我们再讲一次，来。主说：“我那些日子以后，我与他们所立的约乃是这样。”我要将我的律法写在他的心上，又要放在他们的里面。以后就说，我不再纪念他们的罪孽和他们的过犯。他知不知道？知道。
Does God know
that there are sins?
Does he remember?
但是我不纪念。
But he chooses not to remember. I will remember no longer.
忘记是一个刻意的选择。
It's a conscious and intentional choice.
如果说我们不就是照平常办事。我们自然就会记得。
If we are not making that choice intentionally, then we will remember.
你伤得越重，你记得越多，你越深刻。
The deeper the wound is,
能不能忘记
？The clearer your memory will be. How can you forget?
我饶了他，放了他，不记他，太便宜他了，对不对啊
？I can't possibly forget this wrongdoing against me.
我们中国人哈，在文化里面，我不是说中国文化不好。
In our Chinese culture, and I'm not trying to criticize it.
但是我们中国话跟这个上天的道相反的。
But our culture is opposite to God's teaching.
讲究什么？君子报仇。
So
三还是三十啊？我不知道。十年哦，才十年。
So we say that we have to avenge.
哎呀
，people
我们
who mistreat us
不习惯。我们不喜，我们没有这个 culture， 我们没有这个 background， 我们没有这个文化。
So it's not a knowledge in our culture to forgive.
有一句话说哈，以德报怨。
So there's a saying that says you have to pay people with
pay evil with goodness.
Oh, pay repay evil with goodness. Thank you.
啊，那有人就说哇，如果是以德报怨，那何以报德啊？啊，要以德报怨。
Some people will say if you are repaying evil with goodness, then what will you do when people give you goodness?
Yeah, what do you pay them with, right?
So then maybe we should do is be neutral.
Straight. Righteousness. Right?
Repay them with righteousness.
Yes. 好, righteousness is 谁的 righteousness?
And whose righteousness is that?
是谁的 righteousness?
What kind of righteousness? Are we talking about our own?
我认为的,
yeah, we're talking about what you, we think is right.
我们不是上帝, 我们怎么能替上帝抱怨啊?
We're not
深渊在我,
God, so we cannot avenge for him.
我必抱怨, 是谁讲的话? 是谁讲的?
Who said that? Who said that vengeance is mine?
是上帝讲的话, 是神讲的话,
God said
我们怎么有资格替他去抱怨啊?
Vengeance is mine. So we have no right to
avenge people. 我们不能够 戴着上帝的帽子, 我来行一下正义, 哎呀, 我有公义, 我比较好, 我比较高尚,
so we cannot usurp the place of the Lord and say, I'm very righteous, so I'll set it right.
我们中国人一般来讲,
and this is what Chinese people like to do.
我们自己的事管不好, 别人的事情管得头头是道。
We cannot set our life straight, but we like to set other people's life straight.
自己的生活一塌糊涂, 哦, 讲起别人来, 都是道理啊。
So we may not be able to manage our life, but we have all sorts of advice for other people.
求神赦免我们,
we have to ask for God's forgiveness. We shouldn't do that.
上帝怎么赦免我们, 我们赦免别人。
Let us forgive others as God has forgiven us.
而且你要选择去不纪念他,
and choose not to remember, not to look at it.
哥林多前书说爱是什么什么一大堆。
First Corinthians talks about love, the meaning of love. And it also says it keeps no record of wrongdoing. So you take all these different verses from different places, it has one message, the same message. Do not count, do not remember other people's wrongdoing.
Sorry, 我是插得很快,因为东西很多。 弟兄姊妹,我们真的是在弟兄姊妹在主里面要彼此互相遮盖,你懂吗?
In the Lord, let us cover up each other.
当我们互相算旧账的时候,翻老账,翻人家的疮疤的时候,我们就是expose人家。
So when we remember other people's wrongdoing, we are exposing other people.
上帝很不喜欢这样子的事情。
And God does not like that.
圣经中有一个非常好的例子。
And there's a good example in the Bible.
我是讲哪一个例子?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
有一个人把人家的糗事翻出来, 结果一生倒霉, 他的子子孙孙都倒霉, 哪一个人啊?
So there's this person who exposed other people's sin.
我讲这个故事要
And then he was
勉励弟兄姊妹,
very unfortunate his whole life.
我们弟兄姊妹要彼此遮盖,
we should cover up each other's sins.
不是互相的揭藏吧?
And not expose them.
他10年前, 他5年前, 他3天前, 怎么样对我, 我就,
and remembering what people have done.
哪一个人犯了这样子错误, 他的子子孙孙都倒霉, 哪一个人?
So who am I talking about? There's this person who did this. And then his descendants were all cursed because of him.
非常好的例子。
It's a very good example.
谁? 啊? 对,
Ham.
那个例子记得吗?
Do you remember what Ham did?
好,请大家讲一下。
So Ham is one of the sons of Noah.
Okay.
And then one day Noah was drunk.
Yes.
So he went inside the tent and he did not cover him, but he went outside and got his brothers to come in to expose his father's wrongdoings.
Not wrongdoing, naked body.
Oh, okay.
Expose 他, huh? 然后呢?
Continue. And then after Noah woke up, he was very angry and he cursed him.
弟兄姊妹,上帝不喜欢我们揭人家的疮疤。
So God does not like it when we expose other people's sins.
我们在主里面不是护短, 哎呀,没事,没事, 就是大事化小,小事化无, 而是在爱里面互相遮盖,弟兄姊妹。
And that's not saying we should say that sin is not sin. I'm just saying that we should exposing them and showing their sins to other people.
好, 真的, 我们常常自以为意, 因为我们觉得我们还不错。
Sometimes we are so self-righteous because we think we are doing so well.
特别是在比的情况之下, 我们认为还不错。
And whenever we are doing comparison, we feel very good about ourselves.
在上帝眼中只有两种人。
But in God's eyes, there are only two kinds of people.
一种是百分之百, 这个我们可以了解。
One is complete righteousness.
另外一种是我百分之七十、八十，好吗？是不是
？The other one is maybe 70%, 80%.
上帝眼中只有两种人哈。
There are only two kinds of people.
一种是百分之百的。一种是非百分之百。
One is 100%, the other one is not 100%.
所有非百分之百的都一样要灭亡。
Everyone who falls short of 100%,
我们没有比别人
will perish. We are not any better than other people.
我们常常自以为意，我们喜欢做上帝。
We like to take God's place. We like to be self-righteous.
上帝说，我们自以为意的，上帝看为是真啊。
But here it says that it's detestable. Our self-righteousness is detestable in God's sight.
有时候我们想想哈，我自己觉得我们人很可怜。
Sometimes I think we're very pitiful.
把垃圾当宝贝啊。
We treat garbage as treasure.
我们人尊重的，上帝却看为是可憎的。
Maybe we treat something as highly estimable, but God sees it as detestable.
我们不管是好的东西，这个。两千块的包包也好，或者 是一千块的这个 iPhone 也好，或者说是一个名牌的什么东西也好，或者一个 trophy 一个奖杯也好，或者一个财富也好，我们都看为是宝贵的。
So maybe we discern its value by its worth. So maybe a name brand bag or iPhone, something that's worth $1,000, we see it as a treasure. It's very important to us.
如果没有钱，就像我一样，哎，我自己比你好哈，我人格比你高尚，我社会地位比你高，哎，你看还不错啊。
So if we don't have the money to buy those luxurious items, then we compare. Oh, I'm better than you. I have a better social status than you.
什么叫做 justify yourself? 让我们自己显为高。
So we like to justify ourselves to make ourselves higher.
我给各位看两节经文哈。
Let's look at these two verses.
我们这些自以为好的东西，其实是什么东西
？These are all the things that we feel, we treasure, we value.
第一段是讲到实物，就是实际的物质。
So the first verse talks about the tangible things.
第二个是所有的义啊 ，righteousness.
The second one talks about maybe the action, the righteousness.
我们看到好东西啊，上帝看是什么？
So what are the good things in our eyes? What are they in God's eyes?
上帝的眼中
in God's eyes,
不过是什么？
What are they?
请你念一下英文。
You will desecrate your silver plate idols and your gold plated images. You will throw them away as if they were a menstrual rag, saying to them, get out.
第二段。
We're all like one who is unclean. All our so-called righteous acts are like a menstrual rag in your sight.
什么叫做 menstrual rag?
Do you know what a menstrual rag is?
请翻译一下。
卫生巾。
用过的卫生巾。
Used pads, tampons.
弟兄姊妹，我们有时候不知不觉就喜欢拿出来秀一下哈。
So we like to show this to other people.
这是我的，好不好看啊
？It's my righteousness. What do you think?
我的 righteousness， 你看我不错哦。
See, I'm a good person.
弟兄姊妹，上帝看。不过是一个用过的。
And in God's eyes, all these good actions are used menstrual rags.
弟兄姊妹，不要自以为意。
So please, don't ever.
不要把世界上看为好东西拿出来 pull 一下哈 ，brag 一下，不需要。
Don't take these things and brag about them.
弟兄姊妹，我们在上帝面前，所有能够 brag 的东西，上帝看。不过是一个用过的卫生巾。
All these things that we think we can brag in God's eyes, they are just used menstrual rags.
求主帮助我们看清楚我们在世界上的东西，我不敢说全部哈，很大部分都是该丢掉的。
So we want to ask for wisdom from God to see all these things in this world. A lot of them should be just cast away.
一些成功过去的经验。
Including our success, our
过去的光荣历史
our glorious past,
成功的一些例证 我认为我们都不需要看
There's no need to
忘记背后努力面前
forget about the past,
大部分的事情我都觉得可以不要
Most of it you can forget
不需要回收
Look straight ahead
但是我也必须要讲啊，我们这个时候要用一些智慧
But let us use our wisdom
什么叫做智慧呢？就是你要分辨
So you have to discern what needs to be recycled, what does not need to be recycled.
好, 比如说, Sarah 帮我一个大忙,
so for example, Sarah has done me a great deal of service. She helped me and through a very difficult thing
好了,
in my life.
她帮完了, 说, 啊, 好了, 牧师说不要回收了, 好了, 拜拜。
So after that, she said, oh, because we don't recycle, so I don't have to remember this as well.
我该不该回收?
Should I recycle?
这件事情我该不该回收?
Should I recycle about this particular matter? I should, right?
那她要不要回收啊?
Should the helper recycle, though?
那她要不要回收?
Should the helper recycle?
啊? 要啊?
Should the helper recycle? Should the person who's doing the helping?
那我要回收, 那他为什么不要回收啊?
If
好, 我同意, 但是你给我一个圣经的答案,
I want a biblical answer.
好, 你给我一个圣经答案, 有没有想到一句圣经的话?
Do we have a
啊, 对了, 你右手做的怎么样? 右手做的左手都不知道,
so don't let your right hand know what your left hand has done.
你做的好事, 你是左手做的, 右手不知道, 右手做的, 左手不知道, 你要不要回收啊?
The good things that you did do not recycle.
所以我们要不要读旧约啊? 旧约是这个历史嘛, 要不要回收啊?
So should we read the Old Testament? Since it's history, should we just forget about it?
旧约我们要读, 有些我们要感恩, 为什么呢?
We should, of course, read from the Old Testament. We should also give thanks for some things in the past. Because we are looking at it from God's point of view.
我们看看我们回收这件事情,这件事情后面的价值,结果如何?
Because we have to think about the result of the recycling.
是不是造就安慰劝勉人呢? 还是对人有益处呢? 还是我只希望抓着他的小辫子? 我有把柄在我身上, 我可以为所欲为, 我可以占一些便宜。
When we recycle something, is the result strengthening or encouraging or beneficial or constructive?
所以我不是说所有事情都不回收, 而是要求神给我们一个智慧, 让我们该回收的回收, 但是我自己的经验是, 大部分的事情,
so we need the wisdom from God to recycle what should be recycled, but in my experience, most things can be cast away.
忘记背后,
just forget about the past. And work towards, run towards the goal.
手扶着你, 向后看的人, 不配, 进神国, 对吧? 所以圣经的教导是我怎么样? 我不往前看, 往前走, 不要频频回头。
So the biblical teaching is walk forward, do not turn back, do not look back.
我们要往前走是要做一件事, 做什么事情呢?
What do we walk forth to?
做一件重建的事。
We want to restore.
上帝不回收, 但是他重建。
God does not recycle, but he restores.
两个字, 一个都是re开头的, recycle是你把旧东西坏东西拿来再搬回来, 我们不干, 但是要restore, 神特别喜欢做restore的工作, 让我们恢复他当初造我们的荣美的形象。
So we will not take the old things and recycle them, but we want to restore. And that's what God likes to do. He likes to restore our image to what he created us to be.
所以, 我, 哎呦, 啊, 这个, 怎么跑这么快了啊, 再往前一点。 好, 我们重建, 哎呦, 这个, 反应比较慢。 好,没关系,好,好,重建,我用的经文是这个,我们一起来念一次,好吗?来,好,一二三,来,若有人在基督里,他就是新造的人,旧事已过,都变成新了。好,我们再来念一次,这些经文怎么样?来,若有人在基督里,他就是新造的人,旧事已过,都变成新的。旧事已过,都变成新的,不是你受洗那一天才算数。
And this verse is not only meaningful on the day you get baptized.
是你每天都算数。
It's meaningful every day.
你只要在主里面认真的悔改认罪。
As long as we are confessing in the Lord.
你就是新造的人。
We are new creations.
好像从来没有发生过一样。
It's as if it has never happened.
弟兄姊妹很难想象,好像没有发生过一样,怎么可能呢?
It's very hard to imagine.
在我的记忆里面啊, 是不是在我的经验里面怎么可能忘记，但是在
上帝眼中 but in God's eyes
是好像没有发生过一样。
It's as if it has never happened.
这件事情只有一个可能。
And there's only one possibility.
就是在基督耶稣里。
It's in Christ.
因为上帝是透过耶稣基督看我们的时候，就是一个新造的人，百分之百的白如雪。
Because God looks at us through Jesus Christ, and we're the new creation, white as snow.
以赛亚书讲了哈，你的罪虽如朱红，但是我要洗得像白如雪一样。
And in Isaiah, it says our sins are like scarlet, but He can wash it as
white as snow. 然后你的罪就像丹颜，但是我要像洗得像羊毛一样啊，就是这个意思。
And He can wash whatever is scarlet into like white as wool.
上帝看。好像没有发生过一样。
To God, it's as if it's never happened.
弟兄姊妹，我们看别人也是这样。
And that's how we should look at other people.
当然，这个人要在主里面，如果是三十年不变，很可能他根本没有神的生命啊。这个我们不在我们的话题之内。
But of course, if this person has not changed his ways in 30 years, then maybe he's not in the Lord.
若有人在
not today's topic.
若有人在基督里，他就是每天都是新造的。
If somebody is in the Lord, then he's a new creation every day.
很慢的，也许需要很长的时间，但是他每天都应该在改变。
Maybe it's taking a long time, but he is surely he's changing every day.
我们要给人家时间，我们也要给人家空间。
We have to give them time and space.
在其中，我们包含他，遮盖他。
And while in the process, we accept him and cover him up, but not expose him.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是我们该做的。在上帝里面，我们要重建，不是去 recycle。
So in the Lord, we should restore, not recycle.
好，怎么样去重建呢
？But how do we do that?
好，我们再来念一段经文。
Let's、
好，来，不要效法这世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为善良、成全和喜悦的旨意。我很快的把重点讲出来。
I'll give you the points.
是因为英文里面比较清楚。Do not be conformed.
So the English is very clear. It says do not be conformed.
你中文看不出来，这是 conform 是一个 passive tense 啊，你被动的，你被 conform.
So it's a passive tense in English. It's something that's happening.
换句话说，我们什么事都不做，我们就是会跟着世界潮流走。你 default.
Even if you're not doing anything,
你不知不觉
you will be following the world.
你就是跟着世界走，你没有就你不会有。两样的啊
，unintentionally, you just grow to be like the world.
弟兄姊妹，我自己认为哈，我们要在主里面，我们一定要有刻意的立下心志，我们要跟世界不一样，才可能不被 conform.
So we have to make a very intentional choice to be different from this world.
要被 transformed 还是一个 passive tense?
So we don't want to be conformed, we want to be transformed. Another passive tense.
我们在神面前立下心志说好，我要不一样的时候，就在那个时候就被 transformed 了。
So we make the decision in front of God, saying, "I want to be different," and that's when we are transformed.
如果你说大家都这样，我也这样，大家都就抓人家的这些黑历史，那我也去翻人家的老账，你跟别人没有两样，你没有被 transformed。
So if you're acting like the person next to you, saying, "Oh, if he's counting other people's past and sins, I'll do the same."
他对不起你，你刻意的原谅他，我选择不看那件事情，这就是 transform. 你要刻意的去花代价，你才能被 transform.
When you want to choose to forgive someone and forget about his wrongdoing, you have to make an intentional effort and you have to pay the price.
上帝喜欢我们被重建。而不是喜欢我们去回收。
God likes us to restore, not to recycle.
弟兄姊妹，我今天讲的很简单啊。
So it's a simple point today.
我们先要知道怎么样分辨是什么是垃圾。
We have to discern what is trash.
我们的很多人呢，我们的生命里面都有很多辉煌的例子。是的。
In our life, we have a lot of glorious past or achievements.
但是我们的生命中更常常有那些不堪入目、回首的一些垃圾历史。
But we also have trash, things that we do not want to remember.
我们自己身上有，我们看到别人身上也很多。
We have some in our lives, and also we see it in other people's lives.
但是上帝不是一个回收的上帝。
But God is not a God who recycles these things.
他看垃圾就是垃圾。
When he sees trash, he throws it out.
他选择不去看它。
He chooses not to look at it.
Choice.
It's a purposeful choice.
他刻意的。
He chooses not to look at it. And that's what we should do too.
上帝怎么对我,
we want to treat other people however God is treating us.
我们要分辨, 啊, 我们要分辨,
and we have to discern.
然后我们要抛弃那些上帝所憎恶的,
and then we have to cast away those God detests.
统统丢掉,
throw them away.
放心,上帝绝对记得, 将来一定不会少你的奖赏。
So God will remember to reward you.
你服侍小族中最小的, 给他一杯凉水喝, 你都不能不得奖赏, 对不对?
Because in the Bible it says when we give
我们,
a glass of water to the least of these brothers, we will be rewarded.
一切的好事, 我们不要去回首他, 上帝记得。
So don't remember the goods that you have done because God remembers.
大部分在我们生命中的, 我认为都可以丢掉。
We can cast away most of the things in our life.
不要去回头看,
don't look back.
也不要去看别人的过去,
and don't look at other people's past either.
在爱里面互相遮盖,
cover up each other and not expose each other.
心意更新而变化,
be transformed by a renewed mind.
Restore all relationship in Christ.
在基督里重建这些关系。
弟兄姊妹们, 就这两个字, 啊?
So two words.
第一个字, recycle, 记得吗?
第一个是回收, recycle.
啊, 这个 buzzword 啊, 很流行, 大家都记得。
It's very popular, everybody will remember.
你想到别人怎么样的时候, 你赶快想, 哦, 是不是又在回收了?
So next time you think about this wrongdoing by this other person, you think, ah, am I recycling?
看他老婆, 老公对不起,
oh, he has done me wrong. His wife has done me wrong.
我又在开这个回收厂了。
Then are we opening up a recycling plant?
然后他就分类一下, 哎呀, 你看这个错, 那个错,
and then we'll be sorting the recycling into different departments of wrongdoings.
丢掉了就丢掉,
no, let's just throw it all away.
第二个字, 重建,
second word, restoration.
上帝喜欢我们重建,
God likes us to restore.
重建我们人之间, 人类彼此之间的关系,
restore the relationships between people.
我们跟上帝的关系,
our relationship with God,
对不对?
Also needs to be restored.
原谅我们自己,
and to forgive ourselves is also a restoration.
就这两个字,
two words.
Recycle and restoration.
回收跟重建。
求主帮助我们, 让我们以后, 在我们生命中, 常常想想, 我是不是又干哪一件事情了?
May God help us so we will remember.
做重建, 而不做回收。
To restore, not to recycle.
好, 我们先祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊, 看似简单, 讲起来容易, 但是做起来确实不容易。
Lord, what a hard lesson.
但是主啊, 你要帮助我们, 不要喜欢做回收的工作。
But please help us not to do the recycling.
我们以为我们记忆好, 我们不容易忘记, 我们自以为意, 就比别人强。
Sometimes we think that we are righteous, we're better than other people.
殊不知五十步笑百步, 我们在神面前所夸的不过是一个污秽之物。
But really, we are no better, and what we are boasting about is no more than no better than menstrual rags.
主啊, 你帮助我们,
Lord, please help us.
给我们有分辨的智慧,
that we give us wisdom so we can discern.
也给我们行出来的勇气和决心,
and give us courage and determination to carry it out in action.
祝福我们在这里所有的弟兄姐妹,
please bless all the brothers and sisters here.
在教会里面, 在家里面, 活出我们该有的样子,
to live out the image that we are supposed to have.
重建而不回收,
restore and not recycle.
祝福我们每一位,
please bless us.
奉告主耶稣,
we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.